As they race up towards the line,
Russell's going along like a winner.
With a photo finish between second and third.
Oh, it is close.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Smart Bee Racing Update. Lewis and Bryce with you on a Thursday night. How are you, Bryce?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me. As usual, a couple winners last weekend, which is good. So I'm keen to find some more this weekend.
Absolutely. Let's get stuck in. We've got a bit of territory to cover this week, starting on Friday at Tamworth. Race number 7, and you like one here.
Yeah, I do, mate. Niali Sands, runner number 8. If anyone's got any spare time over the next day, go catch its run 3 back against Helsey Bell, who's won a few starts since. It was $1.25 that day, Helsey Bell. And, mate, it was one of the biggest finales I've ever seen. I reckon it was 20 lengths off Helsey Bell in the straight, and it lost by a head. It was really, really big. Came out next start. No one missed it, and it was $1.30 and won. And then end of run prep where they just sat it up on speed and it knocked up. Resumes here off a spell. I just reckon it's a lot better than these, mate. 550 at the moment. I reckon this can head to a highway or something like that. And it looked ready to go in a recent trial. So I think that's a cracking bet to start off the weekend.
Like it, mate. Build the bank on Friday. Let's move to Saturday. Sunshine Coast, I think, is the main meeting in Brisbane, and race 4, you're keen to play.
Yeah, Perspiration. I've been on this all prep. It was a good thing beaten 2 runs back when it was just a really poor ride by Johnny Allen behind Feroce. Should have won that day, but came out and romped in, beating Snack Bar. Snack Bar's come out and won again since in open company, so the form looks really good. 6 into $4 straight away. The mare stable's going better than anything in Australia right now. Barrier 4 and Marky Zara. My only knock here, mate, is at the moment it's a field of 22, which will come down with scratchings, but it is going to need some luck at some point. It's only a short race, and it's going to be a stacked field. So need some gaps to open up or a good ride, but I do think this is the clear best horse in the race, so I'm pretty keen to be with it.
On to Newcastle, which is also the feature meeting there, the New South Wales feature meeting with the Coast, the feature race. Race number 3, you're keen to play?
Yeah, it was at Gosford, mate. It's been moved to Newcastle just recently. So I know they're copping a fair bit of rain around that area. I'm with Fool's Doubt here, $9. Really good win last start. Again, trying to find something in one of these sort of highway races. But one by a length and a half, was held up for a lot of the straight. And Reece Jones and Northern Stable combine again here. So good draw, lightweight. There's a few good ones in this, mate. No denying the favourite's good, and a few of these are. But I just think at $9, this is a really progressive type. It looks up to these, and I just think it's worth being in this highway. So each way play there, mate, is Fool's Doubt.
Fool's Doubt, race 3, Newcastle. Down to Caulfield. I was keen to play a couple at Caulfield. Race 3, I think our Red Morning's a really nice horse. Who hit the line very smartly first up at Mornington. Didn't have any luck at all. And just the way it just sort of moved through the field, I thought was well. Signified it's come back well. I just think it can go very, very close here in a pretty ordinary race. And $4.60. Is pretty fair to find out. Have you got any thoughts in that race? Have you done that race?
No, I'll steer clear of this one, mate. Interesting runner, though, Stone Cold Stunner. I know that's been a winning machine in my old homeland, Tassie. Very stern test for it here. But, yeah, it's won, I think, 5 or 6 of its last 7 or 8 races. So I'm not saying that'll win, but, yeah, it's going along super. But, yeah, that's I'll stick out of this one, mate.
Race 6 at Caulfield, I was happy to spec a couple at odds. Just thought the ones up the top were well enough found. Thought Wiscali was a really nice run first up and be closer here. With Linda in the saddle, it can do something at a big price. And number 8, not sure how to pronounce its name, but never saw daylight first up there in Australia for Kieran Ma. I was going to say Eustace, but just Kieran now, of course. look to have something offer to offer in the straight, and draws out up in trip now, and I reckon it can do something here. There's already been a little bit of money for it. Have you had a look at this race?
Is it Zynga's Prestige? That looks. I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's go.
It's pretty hard to say.
Yeah, let's go.
I can see what you're saying. I caught the run as well and thought it did have a fair bit to give. The other one I didn't mind was Fagin. It's bumped in to See What I See. It's past two starts, but we know that horse is pretty good. So it was second to it two starts back. So that might be the one that's also a little bit over the odds. I agree with you, though. Both of the two or three chances in the market look pretty well found here and short enough.
100%. And let's just finish on the Group 1 in Adelaide, the Goodwood. Amelia's Jewels come up favourite, the WA mare. Really, really talented animal. Draws well here. Does she need a little bit further than 1,200? I'm not sure. Benedetta looks pretty well backed early. And then, Oscar's Fortune also in the market with Pike coming over to ride. Have you done this race?
Yeah, it's a pretty tricky one, isn't it? You can go a lot of directions. Johnny Rock is looming big odds. He's come in leaps and bounds. I know he's been up a while this prep, but he's got the right form. You know, Peritrees, you know how much I like that horse. So two runs back, almost knocked it over. And I reckon that's pretty good for this. I've always been a fan of Benedetta. It's going along nicely. It's got some good form lines. Amelia's Jewel, I think it's both two runs have been good without being incredible. So you're right. I'm not too sure whether the trip suits. I know it'll be wound up for this. And Damien Lane was having a sensational season. So really hard race, mate. I'm probably going to steer clear. But I think Johnny Rock is maybe the one that's a little bit over the odds at the moment. What are your thoughts on this?
I reckon we're half lined up there, mate. I thought if you don't have a bet in the race, Johnny Rock is probably the one. Can it hold its form? It's obviously sort of getting deeper into a prep now. It's been up to Sydney on the heavy ground. It's gone super. It's last three. It's been really, really good. And might be get the back of a horse like Amelia's Jewel and get over the top of it. I mean, that run two back to Imperatrice looks really good. And it showed last start that it was no fluke. That run, the horse is obviously horse is going super for Nick Ryan, who is a gun trainer. All right, everyone, that'll just about do for this week. Good luck to everyone at home, and have a good week.
Thanks, mate. Likewise.
Going a winner.
The photo finished between second and third.
Oh.